Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Let's go on to our next guest. I'm so excited to hear about this. Satori Shakur, master storyteller, multidisciplinary artist, social entrepreneur, the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers. What is this all about?
In 2012, 6 years after my mother and my son passed away within 9 months of each other, of course, I was a dead woman walking. I was in the depth of hell. And I crawled back. I noticed 6 years later I had crawled back and I was feeling the desire to live again, to create. I'm an artist and a writer. And I, in Detroit, where I live, had suffered emergency management, Flint water crisis, water shutoffs, people leaving the state to find employment because this was following the crash of Wall Street. The tax base was sparse. They were trying to attract more people into Detroit and gentrification was taking place. So when I looked around, I could identify with Detroit. Detroit and myself are the same. We're coming back. And I was flying around the country. The Moth, there's an organization in New York called The Moth, where they tell stories. And I was telling my story of grief and loss. And I think I was in Austin, Texas. And I remember I could hear a pin drop and the people were leaning forward, waiting for my next word. And it just dawned on me, you're a storyteller. And once the story was over, groups of people would come up to me and want to talk to me about their grief and loss. Then I got emails from all over the world thanking me, like this was a service. Now, I had always known I was a storyteller, but storyteller isn't a thing. It's not like doctor, lawyer, nurse. It's not a category of career. So I just, you know, it was like breathing. You don't get a job as a breather. So I didn't think storyteller is anything. But I decided to create this platform called the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers. And it came to me one day while I was sitting in a friend's garden. I was still had all my furniture and everything in storage because I was still trying to find my future. And the idea was really delicious. I had no money. But then I figured out, oh, okay, let me sell these seats in advance. So I sold 45 seats in advance, rented a little place for $150, and it was sold out. And each month following, the audience would grow. We'd have to find another venue. And now it's 13 years later, we've had dignitaries on our stage, every kind of human being in every walk of life. But the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers, the name came from a short story that I'd written. So secret means story, a story you haven't told. Because if you're a human being and we don't know your story, you're someone that looks good and smells good, but we don't know you. And I wanted people to know each other. I wanted people to walk into the Whole Foods and go, I heard your story. How's your mother doing? Or I'm so proud of your son. He just got his master's degree. So the story coming from the community of people was fodder for the beginning of a conversation, the beginning of a connection, a human connection. Twisted means human, you know, and we're trying to unravel our humanity through the telling of a story. We have a global mission to connect humanity, heal and transform community, and to provide an uplifting, thought-provoking, soul-cleansing experience through the art and craft of storytelling. And as we're developing stories and storytellers, we're also developing listeners. Our attention span nowadays is very short. But if you can engage the craft, the art, and the science of storytelling, if I can show people how to tell their stories, the brain then gets engaged. And if the brain is engaged, then we have hormones like oxytocin, dopamine, which creates a sense of empathy. And that's what you want when you're telling a story. We've had people on our stage, transgender people, for example, on our stage. And then I'd get calls from men, particularly Black men, who said, I've never been this close to a transgender person. And I'd laugh thinking, you just didn't know.
So true.
They said I could identify because this particular woman, she would get pulled over by the police and harassed, and they could identify. So storytelling breaks down generational barriers, racial barriers, gender barriers, and you have empathy for the human being going through this experience. And because I can't live your life, Elizabeth or Cam, I can hear your story and I can become a passenger on your journey and learn what you learn. I can benefit from your experience. So I see the story as a gift that we give to the audience.
If somebody has gone through something and they think they're the only one this ever happened to, if they hear somebody else's story who went through something like it, then they don't feel so alone. That's why we have to share.
Absolutely. Right? I tell my storytellers all the time, once you share your story, you're creating a community in the wake of your words. And I believe that listening is a revolutionary act. There's an absence of listening. But listening, actually, it's a voluntary thing. We can't make people listen to us. But what it does is grant being to another person. And at the highest level, I do believe listening is love, because it takes something to listen. And when I host the events, I tell the audience every month, you have a job. Your job is very hard. You have to listen. You have to give up your assessments, your judgments, and just be with the storyteller and their journey.
That's really good advice. I want to ask Cameron if he had any thoughts or comments.
You know what? I love the whole concept of what you are doing. I'm a storyteller too. I'm a journalism school graduate and did lots of writing. I had published poetry. But connecting back to our earlier discussion about networking, when I'm sitting down with somebody for the first time, the best way to get to know them is to say, hey, tell me your story. And I love people. I love hearing from people. They have fascinating stories, but it's a great way to develop that ongoing connection.
Well, stories build trust, right?
There's even more trust because now I'm human. I'm not perfect. And that opens up the door for another person to invite them to share their vulnerabilities, their mistakes, where they fail, which I believe failure is the platform to success. So it encourages us to let down our guard and not have to be perfect and protect ourselves.
Well, I wanted to ask you something related to that story, because you are a very professional speaker. I didn't hear any filler words at all. No ums or ahs or losing your train of thought. Do you have to practice a lot? Practice your speaking skills, practice the story before you tell it? Or are you one of those people that could just go in cold and do it very well the first time?
At this point, I can just go in cold because I come from a long line of storytellers, old Black women from the Alabama, Mississippi, Jim Crow South. That's the way they communicated. In fact, storytelling is the most effective delivery system of information and ideas. So I know my niche. I know my craft. I love words. I'm a writer. So I don't need filler words because I'm creating the conversation in front of you.
So do you help other people tell their stories? Do you coach people?
That's part of my business. I fell into it understanding that everybody has a story. Everyone does not know how to tell their own stories. We do have talking heads. We have other people who represent us telling our stories. We have polls that say something that we kind of get close to how we think. But the best person to tell your story is yourself. And everybody doesn't have that facility. They don't know what to leave in, what to take out. They don't know what's important. They don't even know that there are extraordinary human beings. I don't want to brag on myself. Brag. Part of your truth. So yes, I had to start teaching, facilitating storytelling workshops. So my clients are Duke University, University of Michigan, faith-based organization. I just got a contract with a governmental agency for Medicaid recipients to tell their stories. I work with mothers to impact maternal mortality. I've gone to Washington, D.C. to facilitate a storytelling workshop, you know, with the ARP for domestic violence, for ending domestic violence and domestic abuse. So people hire me to do storytelling workshops that address whatever issues they want to address. Some people just want to learn how to tell their stories. Maybe an attorney wants to know how to do an opening or closing argument. It's all kinds of reasons people want to be able to learn how to tell a story or use a workshop to bring their employees together, because you can work side by side with people for years and not know anything about them. So let's get together. And then there's some kind of affinity for your coworker. You're more than just somebody I sit next to and go to lunch with and talk on the surface with. You're actually a human being I could care about. To me, that's networking.
That's great.
Definitely.
Satori, do you remember your first story that you told? Do you remember the first time you told a story?
Probably when I was a little kid. I made up an imaginary friend named Larry because I noticed that my brothers would get away with a lot of stuff that my sisters and I didn't get away with. So I created a boy avatar, I guess. And so if they said, well, who did such and such? I would go, Larry. But they became concerned about my imaginary friend, you know, so I think they took me to a child psychologist. So I outgrew Larry and I could tell better stories. They called them stories, but actually they were lies. So yeah. My first stories were really lies to protect myself from my family's disapproval.
Have you ever had somebody tell a story on your stage that just blew you away?
Many, 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 many people. I work with each storyteller 1 hour a week plus a rehearsal before they take my stage. So I have storytellers, big Marines who had gone to Vietnam, that cry through the process. They blow me away because human beings blow me away with their humanity, with their courage, with their willingness to love, with their willingness to give. So I've had people on my stage, a gentleman that went to prison for 36 years for a crime they didn't do and finally was released, finally. And he had no malice, just very forgiving. He travels around the country and the world now speaking.
This is really a great service you're doing for everybody. How do people find you?
You can visit my website, SatoriShakur.com. And from there, you can go to TwistedTellers.org, which is the storytelling event. And I have a link tree on my website. And you can find me in all my social media habitats.
And could you spell your name?
SatoriShakur.com.
Great. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.